I'll bring it out to you. Do to them whatever you want. Rock. They came in the shadow of my beams. Rashi on this pasuk here says, on this pasuk, Ho'el kum ho'ele kialkein bohu, ki atoiv hazos tasu l'chvoidi, do this good thing for my honor. Al asher bo b'tzel korasi, they came into the shadow of my beams. Targum b'tlal shurasei, targum shol korash shoru saru. We started this yesterday. Let's see the whole targum. The targum is in its entirety. Okay, targum over here says, targum writes, ho cha'an li, ho this cha'an, now. Targum always says the word no means now. Rashi likes to always translate the word no as please. Targum disagrees. Targum one's word no means now. Hine, no. Ho, now. Ho cha'an li, there is to me, there is now to me, there is now to me, two daughters. Tartein binon. Let's see what the English says here. Daughters. Yet, for some reason, the Targum says over here, binon, I thought it meant sons. Okay, dilo yido inun givar. They do not know what it means to be with a man. Apekhaan, I will bring them out now. Yos hoin they, levos hoin to you. The ividu lehin, do to them. Kedisakein be'enechon, what it's fitting in your eyes. Lechoit bot, leguvrai hoilein, these men, hoilein, leguvrai hoilein, lo sabdun midam, do nothing. Because alu, they have entered bitlal sheirusi, in the shadow of my beams. Okay, a little very strange, huh? Rashi says a little bit more. Rashi says, ki hatoiva hazois ta'asu l'chvoidi, ala sherbo b'tzel korosi. Rashi says he's asking them, the people, to do them a favor, a toiva, they shall do in my honor. Where do you see over here honor? Lot says to them, hine no li shnei v'noisai, asher lo yodu ish, oitzion no esen alechem, I'll bring them out to you, alechem, va'asu lohen, do to them kato b'chem, rak, only lo anashim ho'el al tasu davar. Rashi is adding a lot of words into this pasuk. Rashi, what you're saying over here is, I'm asking you to be a toiva, and you shall do it for my honor. I don't know, there's something over here, a lot more going on than meets the eye. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayomer, they said geshola. Geshola is a very hard word. Gesh means basically get lost. Gesh means move. Hola. Hola means far away. Move away. Vayomru, and they said to each other, Ho'echot, this one person, Lot, Bo'logur, he's a sojourner. In other words, he's not a resident of the city. He is an immigrant. He did not grow up in this country. He is a newcomer to this country. Vayishboit shofait, we have appointed him to be a leader. Ata now, Nora l'chomehem, you are even worse than them. Who's them? Who is them? Not so clear. Vayiftsiru v'ish belot, and they pressed. Okay, vayiftsiru means that they pressured him ma'od, very much. Vayikshu, they came near lishpor, to break hadolas, to break the door. Let's see Rashi. Vayoymru, and they said gesh holo. What is the word? The word gesh. Gesh means gishu no elai, come near to me. Right, where do you have the word Geshu no elai vayigashu? You have this by Yosef. Yosef, when he revealed himself to his brothers, he told his brothers, do not be afraid of me. Instead, come near to me. Don't distance yourself from me. I'm your brother. Come near to me. So here it means kirav, but here, when it says go near, he's not telling them to come near to him. He's telling them, he's basically pushing them away. Right. So they came near. So we hear near, so over here he's saying go near, but it's been used here in the opposite way. It's saying go away. Don't come close, but go far. Go and distance yourself in the opposite direction. That's what it's saying over here. Go into the opposite direction.
In Chayda, we said,
Gavek, exactly. So Gosh means to move, change your location. The question is, are you changing your location to come near, or are you changing your location to go far? Rashi says, Kirav lehola, move further. Kiloimar, hiskorev litzdodin, bring yourself near the side of the room, or the side, move aside, and let us in to get a hold of these people, to let us do with them whatever we want. Hiskorev litzdodin v'hisrachek mimenu, and distance yourself from the people. V'chein kol holoshemekru, every time we say the word holoshemekru, holoshemekru, it means distance. Kmo zirei hola, it says separate. Zirei means to separate, also whatever it means there. Hine hacheitzi v'mukhov hola, there is an arrow, the arrow is far away from you. Gesh hola here, in gesh hola, gesh, another pasuk, that's similar to our pasuk over here. Himashech lahalon, b'loshem laz, whatever this word means, udvar nizifuhu, this is an expression of rejection. You're attempting to make a deal with us, to make a request of us, that we should do you a favor, and we should leave them alone, just the opposite. Lashon Nezifa means it's rejection. It's an expression of rejection. Loimar, Ein onu choyshashin l'cho, we have no regard for your request. V'doyme loy krav elecha al tigashbi, distance yourself, don't come near me. V'chein gesholi v'yesheva, all these examples, because Rashi really goes to town here for some reason. He moshech litzdodin bavuri v'yeshev etzlecha, ata, period. Now he comes to explain the pshan, the pasuk. Ata you, melitz ava orchin, you are coming to be a melitz, to be a defendant, to be an advocate for the guests. Eich molacho libcha, how dare you? Al sh'om alohem al habonais, and with regard to your deal, your suggestion, that instead of letting us have these men, that you'll give us in exchange your daughters. Amrulo, they said to him, Gesh hola l'shoy nachas. They said, Gesh hola. Okay, saying, no, we're rejecting that. V'al shoho yemelitz al ha'orchin, ha'echad bologur, odom nochu yichidi ato ha'beneinu, shabasa logur, v'yishpat shofoy, v'naseso ha'mochiach ha'sani, giving us musar. So Rashi over here, okay, so first Rashi in the big picture of things over here is coming to tell us over here is that when it says the word Geshola means it's a rejection. No. Question, what is the no being said in regard to? So Rashi says at the end, Geshola is being said specifically regarding his daughters. Lot said to the people, you can have my daughters instead. In response to that suggestion, they said, Gesh hola, no. Distance yourself from such a suggestion. Gesh means to move. Hola means at a distance. It's an expression. Literally means move aside. But in this context, it's not to be taken literally, Rashi says. Rather, it's a borrowed term. It's an expression, which means, no, we reject the offer. Then when it says, then this that you say, don't touch these people. These people are mine. They came into my tent, into my home, and I'm here to protect them. Then they said, Vayoimu, they said, Ho echad balog, who do you think you are? How dare you take upon yourself to be an advocate, a defender, a supporter of these people who have come into your home? Who are you? You're a nobody. You're an echad, you're one person. You're one person against the entire city. And you are not even a resident, you're a newcomer, you're not even a native to this land, you're Bologur, you came here recently, and now you're coming by Yishpoit Shavoit, you're coming now to go and to judge us and telling us that what we're doing is morally wrong. Ato now, Noralochamehem, you are worse than them. Now this is very difficult. So Rashi Eliyah does not explain this over here. Noralocha, you are worse, mehem. Question. What did the people do? These two innocent people who walked into the country, what did they do that they should deserve that the people of Sodom will label them as evil? Look what the Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is saying is that the people of Sodom, they said to Lot, you are worse than them. They are evil and you are even more evil. Why are these two individuals who have come to visit the land of Sodom, why are they evil? What crime did they commit that they should be labeled by the people of Sodom as evil? This is a very difficult question. I don't know what the answer is. Vayivtsu v'ish,
they... Being poor...
What?
Being poor or relying on other people is evil.
Is a crime? Why? Who says they were poor? Maybe these people who came to them, maybe the malachim that came to them had suitcases of cash. Maybe they had precious stones. And they were not coming here to take advantage. They didn't ask for anything. They came to deliver a message. They came whatever they came for. For some reason, the people of Sodom immediately viewed these people as criminals. Immediately viewed them as criminals and labeled them as Ra, and then used them as the benchmark to say that Lot is even more evil than these two people. Vayiftzeru v'ish v'lot. They went and they pressed hard against Lot, me'od, very much. What does that mean? It's not so clear what it means over here. Vayikshu, then they came near l'shpar hados, they came near to break the door. Now notice the word gosh is being used twice. In the beginning of the pasuk, the word gesh hala means distance yourself. In the end of the pasuk, the same exact shoresh is being used the opposite. They came near, not distance, they came near to break the door, to force their way into the house, to seize these two individuals. Okay, so we have over here a lot of things going on in this pasuk. The people, they reject, according to Rashi, they reject Lot's suggestion that he, in exchange, give them his daughters. Then they turn to the subject, these two guests, and they say, how dare you suggest that we do not apprehend them? Who are you? You're just one person. We are a multitude. You are also you're not a native to this country. You're only Balagur. And you have the chutzpah to tell us what's the correct thing to do. Vayishbait shofait. Ata, therefore, our conclusion is, Nara l'cha, you Lot, you are worse. Nara l'cha mehem. Now, the truth is, what I said may not be correct, because if you look at the English translation, Nara l'cha mehem, I kept on telling you, is that they viewed the guests as evil, and now they're coming to view Lot to be even more evil. Is that really correct? Maybe what it means is, as it says in the English translation, Nara, we will deal worse with you than with them. Now, the question still remains, what do these two people do to deserve that they should be treated with harm? What was their crime? Doesn't say. But whatever their crime was, not only will we deal harshly with them, we're going to deal harshly with you. We're going to punish you as well, and we're going to punish you even more than we're going to punish these people. What exactly do they do? Does not say. So it seems that the word Nara means we will deal evil with you more than the evil that we will deal with them. And they urged him, they persuaded him, okay, they pressed hard. The English says the word Vayiftzu, they pressed hard. Vo'ish, against the person, who's the ish? The ish l'chor is Vo'ish bilot. Okay, what's that repetition? These are hard words over here. Vayikshu, they came near l'shpor, to break hadolos, to break down the door. Let's see what it says in the Targum. The Targum, this pasuk says, "Va'amarum," they said, "Kirav, kirav lehola." Okay, it means, as we said, it's an expression which means distance yourself. "Va'amarum," they said, "Chad one also came leito sova." One person came here to live. Leito sova means to sojourn. Let's see what it says in the English. In the English, came as an immigrant. This one came as an immigrant. Okay, it says over here, "Leito sova," is an immigrant. V'hodoyin dino, and now he's serving as a judge. He's serving as a judge, and now he wants to be a judge. It says that he wants to be a judge. Well, he really was a judge. They appointed him as a judge. He wants to be a judge. And ka'an now, nav'eishloch, we're going to, nav'eishloch is a very popular word, that we're going to bring harm upon you, midilhoin, more than them. In the English of the Targum, it says, we will now deal worse with you than with them. And then it goes on to say, usekifu v'garav lot, they were very aggressive against Lot, lachado, very, very much, me'od. The word me'od is always translated in the Targum with the word lachado. Ukirivu, they came near, lemidbar, to break, dosho, dosho is the door. All right, let's go to the next passage. Vayishlach od Hashem esed on the people, they said with their hand. Vayoviu es Lot. Now, who are the Anoshim? Who here are the Anoshim? These are the angels. The angels, they sent forth their hand. Es yodom. Vayoviu. They brought es Lot alehem to them. Haboisa, to the home. Vies hadeles sogoru. And they locked the door. First of all, question, when did the door ever open up? When did the door ever open up? It says here that when Lot went out to speak to them, it says, Vayetze aleim Lot ha-pescha, ve-hadeles sogar acharav. He shut the door. So if it says here in Pasuk 6 that Lot shut the door, where does it ever say that the door opened up? Here he's just talking to them, and he's begging them, I'll give you my two daughters. And then it says, Vayomu geshala, get lost. Vayomu hecha balogo vayish v'shofet ha'ata neira locha mehem. Vayivshu v'ish belot ne'od. Vayikshu, they came near to break the door, so the door is still shut. Lot walks out of the home, he shuts the door behind him, he has a conversation. The conversation does not go off well. And then they attempt to break down the door. So the door has been locked all this time. So when do we find out that the angels, they shut the door? They send forth their hands. It almost sounds like they put their hands through. They put their hands through the door. They were angels. Walls don't stop them from moving. So they brought Lot to the bayis. When did the door ever open up and the door needed not to be closed? Not so clear, I do not know. Now another point we have to make here let's first see the Rashi, then we'll talk about the question. Rashi on this pasuk says, there is no Rashi, and this pasuk Targum says, V'yashitu kuvraya yos yidehoin, v'aisiu yos lot levos hoin, they brought lot to them, they shut the door. Now here's a question I want to ask. And Mayor Apodo is going to have to give a good answer. The question is, there were two malachim that were sent. One malach was sent to destroy Sodom, and the other malach was sent to save Lot. So now Lot is in danger. The people of Sodom, they want to kill him. They want to harm him. So the only malach that should be that is authorized to save Lot is only one malach. One malach is already putting out the dynamite. He's already
like Michael, right?
What? I don't know. Whatever it is. It's not important. Whatever the malach is, there were three malachim sent to Avraham. One malach was to be mevaser that Saul have a child. The other malach was sent to heal Avraham. And the third was went to destroy Sodom. The malach that healed Avraham, he got a new job. After he healed Avraham, he went and got a second job to go and save Lot. Now, that's a question, a malach only does one shlichus. So how come this malach was able to do two things?
He
was
able.
You're saying Olam Shavart is the Malacha that's going to say that's going to heal Avram is the same job, is the one that's going to save Lot. It's the same type of mission. All right, that's an idea. But the Malach only has one job. Here, Lot is in danger. And now when Lot is in danger, it says, Vayishluchu ho'an moshim, which means both of them are now engaging in saving Lot from the danger of the people of Sodom. Wait a minute. One malach is not authorized to save Lot. That one malach's entire role is to lay the dynamite, the explosives, to destroy Sodom. He's not here to save Lot. That's the other malach. And one malach can do a job. The malach doesn't need a malach. A malach is not limited in his behavior. He can do whatever he wants. Yet it says here in the pasuk, Vayishluchu ho'anoshem, both. Even the malach that was meant to destroy Sodom was also engaging in saving Lot. My high, what's going on? He's not authorized to do that. So I want to suggest to you a drush and answer, and you'll tell me what you think of this, and that is, part of destroying Sodom is to save Lot. That's also a chelek of destroying Sodom. When the people of Sodom, when they see that there is something that's going to be saved, and these people in Sodom, they think they can do whatever they want. And now, lo and behold, they can't. You see this in politics sometimes. When you have a politician who has an agenda, and then the agenda, his plan, does not go his way. And his desire to achieve a certain goal that he thought for sure will be achieved becomes elusive. He goes crazy. He brings upon himself a korban. The people here decided, we're going to destroy Lot. We're going to kill him. We're going to. And now guess what? And these people of Sodom, they really believe they can do whatever they want. I mean, people who have power. You see today in politics, people who really believe in themselves, and then they really, all of a sudden, they discover, guess what? They can't do what they want. They go crazy. They go out of their mind. So this was part of the part of the haschola of the Churban of Sodom. When these peoples, they came to realize, guess what? We can't do what we want. We thought we can eliminate Lot, and guess what? We can't. That itself brought upon them a degree of Churban. Okay. Let's go to the next pasuk. The next one says over here, it says, what happened to these people? Yes, one, Hashem, the people, Hashem, Pesach, Chaboyes, Hiku, they were smitten, they smote, Besan Verim, they smote with blindness, Mikotoin V'ad Godol, V'yilu, they were weary. The word V'yiru means, they were, over here it says the word helpless. Okay, that's a very interesting translation. That's not the way we ordinarily learn the word V'yilu. The word V'yilu, see, I clicked on the word Vayilu. I see over here on the side of the song, if you have the screen, okay, I put up here a translation, Yilu. The Sharish is Le'a. Isn't that amazing? Le'a imenu. Le'a means to be weary, impatient, be grieved, be offended. It means, or over here is to be tired, to exhaust, weary oneself, to weary, make weary, exhaust. They were exhausted. That's not the same way it translates it over here. By Yilu, they were helpless. See, I don't know why they translate over here, they were helpless to find the entrance, when the word Vayilu really means they were just exhausted. They could not see, and their inability to achieve what they wanted tired them out. Okay, so what does Rashi over here on this pasuk say? Rashi says they were smitten with blindness. What's the blindness? Let's see. Rashi learns Pesach hu echalol shabo nichnasim liyotzim. Okay, so here it's just some terminology. The people that were by the entrance, okay, the opening where you go in and go out, they were hiku. They were smitten b'san ve'rim. That means makas ivaroi, blindness. They were smitten mikotoyim v'ad gadol. Okay, Rashi is explaining why in this order. The answer is because they're the ones who started. They're the ones who are the instigators. It says when they all gathered against the bias in order to go and demand where is the person that came into your house, who does it say came first? The Ketanim. Therefore, when the punishment came upon them, it was upon the children first. Okay, so it's Makas Tiburon. What does the Targum say? The people that was Bisra Besa, the gate of the bias. If Rashi come to argue, Rashi says the Chalol, the open space, Shavod Nechnasim V'yotzim. So I guess that's called the Tra Besa, the Shar of the bias. Mechol means they were smitten. Bishav Ri Raya. What is Shav Ri Raya? Okay, that's how it translates the word Sanveirim. And Rashi said it means makas ivaroin, blindness. That would mean over here possibly. Miza iraya viad rab, from the young till the old till the older. Uli iu, they were tired. La ashkochana, to find saro, to find the opening. Okay, next. Vayoyma nashma lovi, people said to Lord, od milcha fo, chosan uvanecha uvanesecha v'chol asher lecha bo'ir hoitzei v'na makoyim. The angel said to Lot, who else is part of your family here? A son-in-law, sons, uvenaisecho, your daughters, v'chol asher l'chabuir, all of your possessions, choytzei, take out min ha-makoyim. Now, what do all these words mean over here? So Rashi explains it at length. Oid milchafo, peshut ha-shol mikro, mi yesh l'cho od b'ir hazos, chutz mi'ishtecho uvenaisecho shel bayis. Obviously, Lot had at home two daughters. Proof is, he offered to give his two daughters to the people of Sodom. So they said, do you have anyone here in the city besides the two daughters that we have just met? Who would they be? They would be Chasan Uvonecho Uvnosecha. Chasan would be a son-in-law. The Im Yeshcha Chasan, Ibonim Ubonois. Maybe you have other children who live in other parts of the city. Sons and daughter. Now Rashi elaborates, Uvonecho. Bnei Vinoisecha Hanesuois. Okay, so it says something very interesting, grandchildren. When it says here, Bonecha, do you have here in this city any grandchildren who are living independently? And the chosen means a son-in-law. And then when it says Ubonecha, Bonecha means grandchildren. Now, what then does it mean, uvenosecha? What does that mean? Uvilcha po bonecha, children, chosen means the son-in-law, bonecha, grandchildren, uvenosecha, then yesh chosen, bonim, bonecha, bnei, children, venosecha, hanesu'o. So it seems to be that means your daughters who are married, your married daughters to your son-in-law, who are a grandchildren. Now there's the difficulty here in the grammar of the pasuk, because the pasuk says choson. It should say chasoinecho, your son-in-laws. It seems when it says uvenoisecha, it means your daughters, your married daughters. So each married daughter, l'cho'ora, has a husband. So then it should say chasoinecho, your son-in-laws and your grandchildren and your daughters who are married to your son-in-laws, who are the mother of your grandchildren. But it doesn't say that. And also, l'chor, you put it the other way around, you put the order would be, you would say chasoinecho, uvenoisecho, uvonecho. Okay, I don't know what the answer is. There's something over there that is very disturbing. The order of the words are very disturbing, and the inconsistency in the plural and the singular term makes this a bit difficult. We have to remember that we learned yesterday when the Malachim came into the home of Lot. When they came into the home, so they had a conversation. And they asked, what is going on in this country? the Malachim obviously revealed to Lo that we are here to destroy this country. And in the process, they started talking about, well, why do you want to destroy the people? What's the problem? So they had the conversation, well, what kind of people live in this country? What kind of people we have over here? So Lot said they're good. Lot, the coin to this Rashi, was trying to persuade the Malachim not to destroy the country. The people here are not so bad. It may seem like they're wicked, but they're not. They really have good midos. They have some saving grace. There is some redeeming qualities that these people have, and therefore, you should not destroy the country. After this incident took place, where these wicked people tried to break into the home and take the guests and live with them and do an avera with them, and Lot then offered to give them his daughters in exchange, the people of Malachim said, wow, this place is rotten to the core. After experiencing this horrific attack upon us, is there anything more you can possibly say good about these people? These people deserve to die, to be destroyed more than we ever imagined after what we've just witnessed. Milcha, so that's the drush over here, is Medrash Agada. Going back when it says over here, the Ode means what? Ode, is there any, Ode Milcha Peh? Okay, so it says the word Ode Milcha Kfo. The simple interpretation is, we're going to save you. We're also authorized to save your children, your son-in-laws, your married daughters. We're authorized. Is there anyone else here in this country that belongs to your camp that we can take them on our helicopter and get out of here? That's the Pshuta Od. Is there anyone else, Milcha, that is part of your camp home here in this country? Rashi has quotes a drasha that it means Ode, mi l'cha peh, al tikre po, ela peh. Is there anything good anymore to say about these people? These people, there is nothing good to say about them after what we have witnessed take place in this country. Ode l'cha p'shut omeg mi l'cha mezha gada Ode, u'miacha sh'oisim nevola kazois, Milcha pischin pelu amin sa negori aleihem. Shekol halaylo yemelitz aleihem toivus. The entire evening, Lot was trying to be malame tzchus. Kri be milcha peh. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? Targum. What happened to our Targum? Targum says va'amaru gavro Lot od milcha chahir poa. Chasno, a son-in-law, uvenach here means, like, let's say according to Rashi, grandchildren, uvenosach, daughters who are the mother of your grandchildren, v'chol diloch, bekarta, everything, every possession that you have, all of your worldly possessions, apeik min asra, remove from this place. Why? Pasuk 13, ki mashchisim anachnu, we are going to destroy samachim azeb. Ki god la tzaako son es pnei Hashem, because their cry is grim for Hashem, and yishal cheinu Hashem l'shachaso, Hashem has sent us to destroy it. Rashi, can you imagine on this pasuk, there is no Rashi, it's shocking. Targum says, arenikus mechablin anachno yos asra, we are destroying. And this was a very big problem, this pasuk, because the Malachim should not say that said this. Malachim are not, they're not, they have no authority. They said, ki mashchitzim anachnu, which gives the impression that they themselves are the ones that are making the decisions. They're not. A malach is a puppet. It's a puppet b'yad Hashem. They're not the one to make any decision whatsoever. So therefore, they're held accountable for saying these words, ki mashchitzim anachnu esamokam hazeh, ki godolot sa'akosam, their cry is great, espanei Hashem. The crimes that they have committed in this city have reached the Pnei Hashem, Vayishalchim Hashem L'shas, Hashem has sent us to destroy it, Arei Mechabun Anachno Yos Asra Hodein, Arei, because Sigias, it's very great, Kiviltohoin means their cry, Kodam Hashem V'shalchono Hashem L'chabalusa, Hashem has sent us to destroy this country. Okay. One more pasuk. Vayitzav, vayetze lot, vayidaber el chasonov. Now notice here my question. First it was called a choson, and now they're called chasonov. He went out, he spoke el chasonov. Lokhe, those who married vinoisav. Why did he need to say that? Is that obvious? What is a choson? A choson is a man who takes your daughter in marriage. Why is it necessary for the pasuk to describe the chasanov as the loikhe vinoisav? Isn't a very strange expression? That's what a choson is. What do you mean over here? Perish Rashi? I don't know. Vayomer, he told him, kumu, get up, tzu, leave, and then amokim hazeh, ki mashkes Hashem is destroying. Notice, the Lot corrected the Malachim. The Malachim said, ki mashkesim anachnu. Lot said, you guys are nobody. Hashem is destroying. Esoir, the city, vayichim tzachek beinech hasanav. He was a joker in the eyes of his son-in-laws. And here's a very, very important pasuk. Lot continuously calls the place the Mokoyim. The Mokoyim. Vayomer Hashem Lot, Oin Milchof, Choytzei Min HaMokoyim. Ki Mashkis HaNachmes HaMokoyim. Vayetzel Vaydabel Chasolim Lachimus Vayomer Kumutzu Min HaMokoyim HaZeh. Mokoyim, Mokoyim, Mokoyim. Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu. And there's more Mokoyim? Is there any more Mokoyim? Vayomer Gashonach Lolo. Let me see, we have another machmor in this pasuk. Okay, when the angels arrive, what do they call out? What happens? Terem. I'm looking for another machmor. Is there another machmor here? Vayavoshna malachim sedom vayavoshna doesn't say anywhere the word machmor. Okay, the first time it says machmor. It says machmor three times, and then finally it changes, and it says eshweir. It says, now, for the first time, ki mashchis Hashem eshoir, the city. We have to remember the Akedah, the end of the parasha, it says, vayares ha-mokoyim me-rochoik. There we use the word mokoyim. All right, let's just do Rashi very quickly in this pasuk. Rashi says, chasanov shtei vonois nesuos hoilabuir. Rashi says that they had two son-in-laws. Loichei v'noisav, who took his daughter, she'oison she'vabayis, Arusois, so Rashi answers the question. The reason why they're called Loikhe Vinoisav, because they were basically engaged. They were engaged to his daughters. That Vinoisav means he has only two daughters, and the two daughters were at home, and they did not yet live with their husband. And that's why he told them that they don't know any man. And they're engaged to those two men, to his chasam. Now this only makes this only opens up a whole can of worms. Why? Because what does this pasuk reveal to us? She'oisan shebabayis arusa islohem. That means that there's two daughters. Were na'arois hamu'urasas, a na'ara hamu'urasa. The worst act of zima is haba al na'ara hamu'urasa. A woman who lives with a man out of wedlock, okay? A penuya who lives with a man and not married, it's an avera, it's an asay, it's a alosa selosia kidesha. It's not a nice thing to do. A woman who's fully married and lives with a man that's not her husband, that's a terrible avera. Capital punishment. Chenek. Strangulation. But a woman who's married, had erusin, and she's now in between the erusin and the nesuin, and lives with another man, that's the worst of the worst. That's called the Nara Hamu'urasa. And a woman that commits adultery at that point in time, in between the Erisin and the Nisuin, she's put to death with the most severe form of death. And not Chenek, but she gets Skila. Skila, it's much worse. So this Pasuk Rashi is revealing that Lot's two daughters at home were Na'arois Hamu'urasois, and he was willing to give them to the people of Sodom to live with, which is worse than anything else. It just magnifies the crime. All right, and they even Bunkim Tzachek. Obviously, there's a connection to Yitzchak being born later on. Yitzchak was Tzachek Osli Elokim. Can't ignore the fact that it says Ki Tzachek Osli Elokim by Yitzchak, and here it says Kim Tzachek. In the eyes of Chasanov, in the story of Lot. All right, and what does the Targum say? Well, from the Shogun, it says, when the fuck Lot, Malil, Chasanahi, Nisode, Minasil, Banner's daughters, Mamar Kubu Puku, Minaro Hode, Are, because Mechabel Hashem Yos Karata, Vava Kim Choyich, in the eyes of Chasanahi. I wonder who they were. Wouldn't it be interesting to know who they were? Those two people, those two son-in-laws, they were killed, they died. They died in Kimapicha Sodom Ba'amora. And instead of them having children, their wives had children from their own father, Amu and Numoyav. Amu and Numoyav seemingly would have been a product of these two people, of these two men, these Chasanov who were Mitzachikim. They were Kimitzachik. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much for coming and learning with me. I'm sorry I came late. I have an excuse, but it's not an excuse. Mary always told me, always excuses, no excuses. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you again for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Blazer, good night. Heshi glad, Heshi Mr. is gladder, good night. Heshi Barth, good night. And to the apple. To the apple.
Good night, Brother Levine. Thank you very much.
And good night. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Thanks for coming. Mayor, good night. I'm shutting down.
I don't know why you're chopping up every, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, it's going on and off.
Yeah, chopping up.
Maybe your computer is chopping up. Mr. Ms. Glad, did you hear me straight? Was it smooth, the transmission?
No, there were interruptions.
There was interruptions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I don't know. We got to find out. Mm-hmm. All right, we have to figure this out. I don't know what's going on here. Everything looks good over here on my end. I don't know. We have to figure this out. All right, we'll work on it. Okay, have a good night. Have a good night. Good night. Take care.
Anybody hear him clearly?
No, they said they don't hear me clearly. All right, I'm going to get a new... they said no. They said it's not working correctly. All right, I got to get a new device. A new device. I have a new device. I have another device I'm going to use. All right. All right, that's how it goes. What's new with you? What's the latest in the election?